in the villages, unfortunately, people don't always have, you know, the income, they don't always have the resources and the ability to build proper housing. And then, so that's why you see, you know, at least 100 houses, if not more, have already been destroyed. The government is trying to send helicopters to aid people, but you know, the issue is that the aid economy here has been devastated, but getting aid to people in need has always been extremely difficult. Now they're trying to rely as much on local aid agencies, but those are the ones that have felt the greatest impact from the sanctions, from the cutbacks, from the pullouts, from all of those things. They will really struggle to deal with this issue until international aid agencies can pump in money, can pump in more support, because at the moment they're really undersourced and underfunded.